Talking about associations, usually they say that acne doesn't have an underlying cause. Bas ye hai ki it is an inflammatory, chronic inflammatory condition of the pilosebaceous unit, but it may be associated with a number of the diseases, and it is generally seen that if the underlying metabolic disturbances is present, then the chances of developing acne increases. Among this, the topmost metabolic disturbance is the increased level of androgenic steroid, be it due to any reason, along with the insulin resistance and increased growth factor receptor 2, that is FGFR2 signaling, which leads to the increased predisposition to development of inflammation. So if the patient has any underlying endocrinological cause that lead to increased level of androgenic steroids in the body, such as PCOS, then it enhances the risk of developing acne. Most of the patients who do not have any underlying endocrinological abnormality, but acne is present in them, there's usually abnormal androgenic metabolism, by which we mean that the androgen production is normal, but it is not being metabolized. Those conditions which are in which the acne is associated with PCOS or late onset congenital androgenetic syndrome or Cushing disease, that type of acne is specifically labeled as endocrine acne. And among this, the commonest is the acne which is associated with polycystic ovarian syndrome.